Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we are taking out FSD Beta 10.12 for a test drive. I did like an hour-long drive last night, and the camera didn't really work out, so we're doing it again here on Saturday. And you can see on screen here we've got quite the route set up, so it should be interesting. We've got some roundabouts, a lot of downtown stuff, and we'll just get right into it and see how it goes. I'll just edit those locations as we go, and hopefully we can try and get through all this in one shot. I am going to, I'm just going to start driving here. So let's get set up. Normally I'd let us drive out of the parking lot, but I want to actually hit this construction, or this turn that we have, that we usually take up here, because there is some construction. It looks like FSD's not ready yet, but I had a really good experience last night. It's always kind of tough to judge in one drive, but we'll see how it goes. So it looks like it's getting ready here. Looks like the route's what I want, so we can get that kind of weird turn on a North Ave. As you can see, the visualization is much more updated. Alright, so I'm not doing anything yet. Not being the best, most courteous driver there. Sorry! but yeah, as you can see, the visualization is updated. Things are looking really good. The lead cars, as you can tell, well, maybe not, but they're much more saturated now. Autopilot creeping forward. This is a little bit harsh, but now we've got this, we're turning right here, but you can see the construction zone is very strange, so we'll see if it can figure this out, because it needs to go to the right to make that actual right turn kind of split between these cones. Let's try and... Yes. Yes. Perfect. Awesome. And it's going to go right on red here. All right, perfect. Now we got to get into the other lane. This always gets a little bit confused here. Yeah. So to be fair, the lane lines there are very confusing. But we did okay. And now we'll head down towards Bradford Beach, but there is some more construction up here, so I think it's going to reroute us around that construction, but we'll see how it does. I can't believe it hit that turn, though. So it actually hit it last night, but that was even better today, and it did the right on red. So construction up there, bridge out 0.2 miles ahead, so navigation is aware of that. And it's rerouting us around that from the route that we would normally take down towards the lake. So a little touch and go getting out of the parking lot, but we made it. No intervention so far. We got sort of a weird Y turn here, but no cars. We did great. And now we've got these four-way, they're not even four-way stops, but we've got two-way stops with potential cross traffic. Not great visibility. We're turning. I didn't know that was on the nav. So I'm not sure exactly where we're headed now. Okay, so it's detouring us, but that's fine. Gives us more to drive. I don't even know if I've ever been on this road before. Kind of a weird intersection here. So not really a U-turn, but pretty sharp turns there, and it made it just fine. And I think this is actually... I think it's unfortunately actually taking us back to where that construction is at. We'll see how this goes. We might get another shot at that construction zone right away here. So it says we're creeping. Now we're just on the other side of this little Y intersection. Alright, took it with quite a bit of confidence. Yeah, I don't know what its plan here is. Oh, so we're not hitting that construction, but we are gonna... Alright, so it's a little confused here. It's gonna let them go, so... Not ideal. And we got a bus waiting, so... I'm just gonna wait. Wave them through, I guess. no one's behind me yet. There's one car coming. All right, so it worked out. still no interventions. But this will be really interesting because, as we saw on that sign, the bridge is out, and it knew it before, but now it's for some reason rerouting us back around to it. So I'm curious to see what it's going to do when it approaches that and can't really go. The creeping behavior actually seems quite a bit better. I know we got kind of stuck in that weird situation there. Alright, so there is a car coming. We've got a construction sign here that we're going around, okay. And then, yeah, we're coming up on construction here, so we've got to take a right, basically. It's either just going to stop us in the middle of the road, or it's going to reroute us here. No one's behind me right now. Alright, so... oh, it's trying to figure it out. So it took us to the left here, which is really a dead end. And... alright, not the best. We can't take that. This is mostly navigation stuff, though, so I'm not gonna be too upset at that. I mean, it got us there, and obviously that's a pedestrian path right there. Classic FSC recording. So now it's taking us back around the other direction, looks like. That's going to end up delaying us a little bit. I'm not sure if it's going to wait for these people or go. They're confused too. All right. Yeah. Okay, so I had to use the accelerator there because I didn't want to bother them more than I already did. All right, back into it. Waiting for our turn, so we could technically be going because they're turning. Looks like we are gonna go. So that was pretty good, just making sure that bus was doing what we expected it to do. Once it became clear, it started to go. Some bumpy roads back here. So that was pretty good. It creeped a little bit further than I would have preferred into the intersection, but not too bad. And that creeping behavior with these cross traffic does not stop roads. As you guys have seen in previous videos, that's always been kind of a challenge. And that's one of the things I noticed last night was pretty significantly improved from a behavior perspective. Let me make the visualization large again. So it looks great. We'll probably get a chance to see it at some point, but the blinkers are now showing on vehicles. I doubt Tesla's using that in any of the planning stuff yet, but... first step is obviously perception. Got some bikers here. Looks like it's trying to kind of clear a path. They look a lot more detailed, and they're also now... sorry, it's kind of... I think Tesla had changed like the zoom-in logic now. It seems like there's preset areas that it'll... go towards for you. You can't control it quite as fluidly as before. Maybe you can. It's a little bit more tricky. But anyway, with the bicyclists, they... alright, we'll see if it lets this person go. Okay, great. Alright, so... it was thinking about passing there, but realized it didn't really have enough space, so we've let them take the right away, so that's great. Looks like we're just going to continue letting that happen until there's a little bit more space. We'll see if it does pass, if there is more. or they'll just get it kind of out of the way. We're going a little slow here. There's a couple of cars behind me, so got honked at. Had to use the accelerator. I'm not sure, I guess because the crosswalk there, it must have just been waiting. So a pretty sharp turn here. This isn't that normal hairpin that we take down to the beach. But since we're down here, I'm gonna clear out that. And this should reroute us back around into downtown type of situation. See what it does here. Alright, you gotta go, Tesla. So I had to use the accelerator there. We were caught out in the middle of the intersection. That might have been a navigation thing as well, just because it was trying to figure out exactly what we were trying to do from a navigation perspective as we were going through the intersection. So obviously it still shouldn't do that, but if we had had the navigation ready to go before and not tried to do that right at that second, I think it probably would have either stopped at the yellow or gone through it with more confidence because it would have known its path. So, alright, so we get to take that sort of hairpin turn going up. My speed limit offset, by the way, is 14% above, which is, as you can see, pretty normal as we get past here in Milwaukee. If we get in anything super tricky, I'd slow that down a little bit. Someone honked that, as far as I know, was not at us. Alright, so right now we are going below the max speed, because these turns are a little bit tight, and it's deciding that for itself that it wants to go a little bit slower. Here we've got this really tight turn. And then we've got sort of this weird intersection at the top here. Cross traffic does not stop, and we kind of have to pull through and look behind us to get through this. We gotta wait for this car. And okay, it did. See if it's making me confirm. It's not yet. There is a car behind me. Come on, let's go. A few cars behind me. All right, we made it through. Definitely too hesitant, but we made it through. And again, this is, you know, test driving, right? This is trying to demonstrate what it'll do. If it were just me driving, I'd just, you know, tap on the accelerator a little bit there when it was time to go, and no big deal. But I would say this version, at least last night, was quite a bit more confident. Alright, so the pedestrian there confused us. Worked out, though. Last night, the drive was more confident in terms of navigating through some of the turns and with some of the creeping behavior. We haven't really gotten a chance to demonstrate that quite as much today on this drive. And if you have the beta, you are aware that it... Ooh. So I got confused there on our route. Okay, so at least it didn't try to crash us into that. So again here, navigation thing. Although, you'd prefer not to change directions as sharply, like, in the middle of an intersection like that, but obviously no cars around, so not a big deal. And if there were cars, it would sure have different behavior. So here you can see a little bit, this guy should show us a little bit, this door being kind of open. A little bit. It doesn't do it necessarily for trunks, but sometimes it'll show that on the navigation. So we've got the right of way here. And yeah. Real slow. I do have the new driver stickers on the back, And that doesn't really help me for people on the sides or the front figuring out what we're doing. So we're taking a left through here. This should take us down to Brady Street, which is another tricky one. It's got a lot of crosswalks and stuff and pedestrians. Saturday afternoon here, probably decently busy. We'll see. All right, so we should be in that lane. There's no one behind me, so I'm just gonna let it see what it'll do here. But now we're kind of caught out, because it should have been in this turning lane, and now we're trying to turn from a non-turning lane, so I might have to disengage, and if there's no one in that lane when we're ready to go, I'll make the turn. In general, it seems like lane selection has been better from the drive last night. This is kind of how FSD goes, though. It's like one drive is amazing, and then the next drive is not as great. I mean, this drive has had great stuff, too, like the beginning, where we navigated through that construction zone. That was awesome. Right, so no one's over there, so I am going to make this turn. And then we are on Brady here. And I'm going to take out that destination, so let's see if it stops for these people. All right, it is. Great. So they were entering the crosswalk and it recognized that and let them through, so that's really good. And now these are the frustrating situations where it's like obviously super clear, there's nothing on the visualization, it won't go. And I've felt like there have been less of those occasions with this version. Last night, okay, no one's behind me. All right, I just gotta get through here. So those crosswalks are always tricky. Good performance on the first one, not good performance on the next couple. All right, let's clear out that destination. We'll reroute. This will continue taking us through downtown. And then we're going to go towards Roundabout in South Milwaukee. We'll see how it does on that. Maybe we can take that a couple of times. Yeah, I really wish the footage from last night would have made it. Basically, I just tried to use my phone instead of a GoPro, and it was just horribly shaky, so I don't think anyone really wants to watch that. But it was doing really well, and it was nighttime, or dusk at least, and into night. So this will take us a little bit down water, a little bit through downtown. And then we'll head down towards this roundabout down here, and we'll try to take like the third exit on that roundabout, which should be kind of fun. We should have a somewhat tricky left turn here if it's taking the route that I think it's taking. Kind of, well, we'll see if it takes what I expect. All right, so that was a little bit confusing. It tried to get into that turn lane, but corrected itself quickly enough that I let it go. But it wanted to be on the left because we're taking this turn, I think. Maybe we're taking the next one. Yeah, we're taking the next one. So I wanted to be in the left lane. It saw that lane open up. Then it realized it was a turn lane. I would have just taken over there before we kind of made that strange maneuver, but there was no one around us. We got a couple of dogs over there. Let's see if it renders them. I don't know if it'll be able to see them. Alright, so we got a left here. Looks like we'll probably get an arrow. Okay, a yellow arrow. That's kind of interesting. Looks like we're getting a few cars here that are color blue. I'm not sure I've seen that before. Can't really remember for sure. Alright, so I'd prefer to be kind of out in the middle of the intersection here, but obviously it doesn't want to get stuck like a normal driver might. Alright. So that was great. That was really, really good. I'd prefer, you know, a little bit more creeping out in the middle, but that's what I think is the biggest change that I noticed last night, and now we're seeing it here on that turn, is that once it made the decision, it was decisive, and it was ready to go. So we got... I don't know what it saw in the visualization there, but it looked like it was kind of ready to go through there. Obviously, if you're not familiar with these blinking reds, it functions like a stop sign. Looks like we've got some graduation happening. yeah, I wasn't looking at the screen, so I don't know what it was seeing on the visualization there. We've had inconsistent results. It has worked before on those blinking reds. So, I mean, like, I don't need to say it, but obviously it's definitely not perfect yet. I do think last night's drive was significantly better than this one. But we have had some of, like, just those weird navigation things, too, so... Oh, okay, so this is our destination, right there. I should have cleared that out sooner. So it's going the correct way here, but there's nothing really for us to see over there, so we'll see how this intersection shakes out. I might hop back into the other lane if there's not much traffic. Alright, so I'm going to just hop over because there's a bit of a gap here. Need to clear this out though. Okay. That's some weird, kind of a weird road there. Figured it out. And then, yeah, this is interesting. Changing lanes away from cones, it's putting us in the turn lane, but still indicating that it wants to go straight. Now we're just stuck out here. I don't really think there's anything over there for us. So I'm gonna have to turn this around, but... As you could tell there, it was a little bit more aggressive. Now it's waiting for them to clear and going. Okay, so it was a little bit more aggressive. Maybe we can get through here, we'll see. I don't think so. So I'm guessing it's just going to turn off here and tell us to turn around, basically. It wants to take that path, but it cannot. Okay. Anyway, what I was saying is that at least it was pretty aggressive going through that crosswalk once it felt like there was space. So if this had actually been our route, it would have been pretty well handled, but again, navigation stuff. All right, we'll see what it does here, because we're wanting to take a left. It's trying to go right. So I'm just going to take over and get us back into our spot. Actually, I kind of want to see what it'll do. I kind of want to go through that again. It's kind of interesting, so I'm going to give this another shot and see what it does. Try this U-turn here and see if we can engage it pretty quick. So I'm just trying to engage it as we're doing this U-turn here. We'll give it shot number two, so it's slowing down. All right, so that was good. We got food trucks and firefighters. Lots going on here on the visualization. It's pretty cool. All right, I don't know why it's got the blinker on. There's a kid back there getting his picture taken on the fire truck. All right, there's the blinker you can see. All right, just go straight. Excellent. All right, so round two through there was pretty good. We had some random blinkers, but that'll happen on occasion. Changing lanes away from cones, it said. I don't know why it wanted to do that. Maybe those cones way up there? Can always count on some construction happening downtown. Makes things interesting. Alright, so let's clear out our... And again here, we're stuck in this navigation situation where I didn't clear it out in time. So I believe this is a straight only lane. Yeah, straight only. So I guess we'll go through that tunnel. See where that takes us. And then this should take us down to that roundabout. Roundabout. Just gonna use the accelerator here and see if it takes us straight. Alright, obviously I had the blinker on, but at least it didn't make the turn, which we weren't allowed to do. Tunnel! Oh, so it's not rerouting us yet, because I didn't click done there, but it should. Ugh. No! No, this takes us quite out of the way, I think. Alright, I'll speed through this. Speed ramp time. Alright, we got a yellow here. I think one of the release notes said better yellow behavior, and great. Car door open. Visualized. All right, back into it now. So we're coming up on the roundabout and I have lowered my max speed to be the speed limit. And we do have quite a few cars around us, so it'll be interesting to see. We're trying to take the third exit here through this roundabout, so we'll see how we do. We'll keep an eye on how it signals as well as we go through, because we should see our right turn signal on as we get into that third turn. And we'll see if we yield properly, which we should be doing. All right, so giving it a chance here. Getting a call on my phone, perfect. All right, so we yielded properly. Now we should just go, and we're doing it. Okay, great. Confident. Getting through. Keeping our left signal on so that we're indicating that we're continuing through. Getting into that proper lane. And then signal. All right. 90%. That was super good though. The lane behavior there was Fantastic. Okay. That car is just not paying any attention. So I wouldn't really put that on FSD, but I was kind of waiting to see if it would react. But I didn't want to wait too long, obviously. That's how driving goes sometimes. So, super good performance in the roundabout. Let's hit that again, because I'm very curious to see how that does. That was the best roundabout I've ever had. We yielded entering the roundabout. We managed lanes properly. That's a very confusing roundabout. It signaled properly as we were in the roundabout, and if it wouldn't have got that last signal, it would have been perfect. But that was super good. Definitely, that's more indicative of what I was kind of seeing last night. That got me really excited about this version, and I think for good reason. And then that car almost crashed into us. But I'll have to review the tape on that one to see what the path planning looked like. All right, so I'm gonna get us through this roundabout again. And this time we'll be taking sort of the second, and then we'll hit it one more time going back north, and then we'll probably wrap it up. So, all right. Let's see if we can get out of this parking lot. Excellent. Got sort of a weird moving truck situation here. It looks like it's going to go around. Great. Yeah, maintain speed perfectly around that truck. Again, confidence is definitely more there in this version. All right, a little bit fast going there, but we figured it out. All right, we got a yield for this guy, which we did. It was a little bit slow to stop. It would have been nice to have a little bit more cautious. Okay, so that wasn't great. We kind of went in front of that guy. He was obviously seeing us, but... And then in this situation, it always gets me into the wrong lane here. We'll see if we can figure this out. Because this is right turn only, and it actually is displaying right turn only. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. It always has trouble with that lane, and that seems to be the case here as well. Let's see what's going on up here. And then we'll go back north. So that one definitely was not as good. Another yellow here. Alright. Yeah, so the second roundabout, not as good. I mean, it yielded okay, but then it was just too hesitant once it got into the middle of the roundabout, or at least partially into the roundabout, and that's where you really just want to see it commit and go for it. Alright, we got a really sharp turn here. And it actually did really well with that. That was good to see. I'm going to pull over to the side here, and then we'll reroute us back through the roundabout one more time and see how it does. And then probably call that good. I'll probably drive back towards Pick and Save, and I'll leave the video rolling in case there's anything else. But yeah, we'll hit this, and then maybe just some final thoughts, and then if anything interesting comes up on the drive back north. All right, so again, we're going to be taking the second exit through this roundabout. And I think that would be 3 out of 4 that we would have done then. That first time was so good. And I couldn't pay attention to how it was visualizing, but I'm kind of wondering, okay. So visibility's tough here. I don't know. It probably would have been fine to just let it go, but since there's wasn't anyone behind me, didn't want to pull out in front of them. Alright, so round 3. Great, this is the correct lane. Not sure about that change, but it's alright. Yeah, this is such a confusing roundabout because it's like 2 lanes, but pretty good. Obviously that one was a little bit simpler when no cars around, or at least no cars coming at us in the roundabout. road. So I'm going to pull off to the right here to where we had our first FSD video, which, by the way, got used in that FX documentary, Elon Musk's Crash Course. Sorry. Luckily, this is late in the video. I'm saying that because I only had a chance to watch like 15 minutes of that so far. But yeah, it was just like the opening minute is just like these police calls of Tesla's getting in car accidents and trying to paint a picture of just, you know, can't find the right words for it, but sensationalism. It's Saturday. Yeah, it was just overly sensationalized and just depressing that that's how media works. But anyway, that's not what we're talking about. So FSD, that wasn't the best drive, to be honest. But at the beginning, nailed that construction zone. That was perfect. At the end here, nailed that roundabout the first time through. That was perfect. So you can see the progress. It's much more confident through turns. We didn't get to see as much of that today. We saw it a couple times, as last night's video, unfortunately, but I'm definitely happier with this version, and I think there has been progress from these first couple of drives. Obviously, we'll continue to see how that develops, but you know, not develops, but how that seems in future drives. But yeah, I mean, so far it's been a pretty good experience for me, despite that drive having some issues, which I do think, unfortunately, were just caused a lot by, yeah, we got Harleys, shocking, by the navigation stuff. So I'll try to do a little bit better job in any future drives managing through that. But all right, we'll wrap it up here then, and I'll drive back north, and if there's anything on that, I'll leave it in, or maybe just like speed ramp through it. But thanks for watching, and we'll see you back on Monday for the continuation of Tesla Daily. Thank you. Alright, bonus if you stuck around. I'm gonna try to get through this construction zone one more time here. I'm not sure if I actually set my navigation up correctly, but we'll see. Yeah! 2 for 2. See if we get another red on red here. Alright, turn green, but we're good. And our lane issue here, which is consistent, but not too big of an issue. All right, we did it. That's awesome, 2 for 2 on that construction zone. So bonus footage if you stuck around, but that is finally where we'll wrap it up. And yeah, see you guys on Monday. Thanks for watching.